Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There is something very powerful and nearly sacred about holding someone's hand. Picture these scenarios in your mind. A new parent holding the tiny hand of their newborn son or daughter. A teacher holding the hand of a preschool student as they cross the parking lot. A teenager reaching out their helping hand to someone who has fallen or been hurt in competition. A young but nervous couple holding hands for the first time on a date. An excited husband and wife standing before a pastor on their wedding day, hand in hand. An elderly but tired man holding the hand of his beloved wife of many decades. A family holding the hand of their loved one as he or she passes from this life to eternal life. Today is LWML Sunday, or Lutheran Women in Mission. It is the auxiliary organization of our Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and has members throughout North America. They are a missionary organization, sponsoring mission efforts to reach people around the world. They do that with their mites, those little boxes of change that they collect. Small offerings that together help more people hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. For decades, the LWML, or Lutheran Women in Mission, have given a strong witness to how God loves each of us, holding us in His hand. With that, as our meditation theme this morning, I would like to consider two questions raised by the Apostle Paul in Romans 8:31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Notice who the main person, the subject is. It is God. Sometimes it is tempting to think that our own success depends on our grip, our hold. It may be subtle, but it is a slippery slope in our lives. Thoughts of self-dependence or thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought can open the door to believing we are the main people in God's narrative. Sometimes we think, you know what? The story, it's about me. The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, gives a different perspective to us this morning. He makes it quite clear that God's everlasting love holds us. When we are insufficient, He is all sufficient. Our text this morning leads me to three points. Because Jesus is for us and with us, we first have no fear of condemnation. Second, no fear of separation. And thirdly, certainty of victory. So let's take a look at our first point. Because Jesus is for us and with us, we have no fear of condemnation. Paul opens our text in verses 31 and 32. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Graciously give us all things. What things? Paul has just acknowledged that God has done everything for our salvation. Therefore, how should we respond? Since God the Creator is for us, And on our side, how should we respond? Paul continues with these words in verses 33 and 34. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Why did Jesus die on the cross? To pay for our sins. Your sins, my sins. Why was he raised? Because the payment was accepted. The check cleared. Didn't bounce. It was found to have sufficient funds. Jesus Christ died on the cross so that we might live. And now Jesus is interceding for us, fully engaged in the battle for us. I love the way that Corrie Ten Boom said it. There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. Think about this personally in your own life. How many times in this past week have you been perfect? Or how many times in this past week or day or morning have I been perfect? How many of us have said things we would later regret? Or how many of us have spoken to a loved one in a tone you wish you could take back? The law convicts us. The law shows us exactly where we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The law shows us all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. The pit is deep, but God's love is deeper still. His arm is long and able to rescue us. Indeed, his outstretched arms on the cross of Calvary did rescue us. Those same arms were made alive again as Jesus was raised from the dead. Jesus is for us and with us. And even though Satan wants to accuse and condemn you and try and convince you otherwise, the action of Jesus is evident and the result is clear. We have no fear of condemnation. Lutheran Women in Mission have been sharing this life-saving, life-giving truth for decades, sowing seeds locally and around the world, and the Holy Spirit is working. Our first point was, because Jesus is for us and with us, we have no fear of condemnation. Our second point, because Jesus is for us and with us, we have no fear of separation. In your mind again, picture holding hands together. God will not let go of your hand. Paul continues in verses 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or danger? Or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Paul does not say in this text that life will be free of challenges and difficult circumstances. He does not say that distress or danger will not happen. In fact, in detail in 2 Corinthians, he writes about his own experiences in facing these challenges. We know this from our own experience as well. Each of us could make a list of our own struggles of daily living. What would your list look like? What would you include? Who would you include? In many ways, you might feel like so much is stacked against you. But in verse 33, God declares you righteous. And then in verse 39, in Jesus, you are loved. Our assurance comes from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Again, Lutheran Women in Mission have served people in many years whose lives seem to be out of control. But God is always in control, and by His Holy Spirit has chosen these women and all of us to serve others in love. God is love. Because Jesus is for us and with us, we have no fear of condemnation. Because Jesus is for us and with us, we have no fear of separation. And we come to our third point. Because Jesus is for us and with us, we have certainty of victory. The victory is made yours personally through the gift of our baptism. St. Paul tells us in Romans 6, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. Our victory is not secure because of our hold on Christ. Our victory is secure because of his hold on us. Therefore, we may live each day, today, tomorrow, confidently trusting in Jesus. As a baptized child of God, we remain in his word. We are reminded of our identity as a victorious one in Christ. You can rely on his grace. You can rely on his love. How have you been saved? By grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Respond to his call like Isaiah the prophet. May each of us enthusiastically say, today, here am I, send me. In the closing here, just a brief word to Lutheran Women in Mission. Thank you for your hearts and hands that have shared the gospel with those in our congregation and to many around the world. Thank you for responding to the call of Jesus. And thank you for your example and encouragement to each of us. We close in prayer. May our God continue to hold us in his love. The love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. May each of us search our hearts and respond, here I am, Lord, send me. Amen.